As more immigrant students enter public schools in the United States, some parents feel disconnected from participation in their schools. A symposium in Tampa today brought together educators, parents, and community organizations from more than 20 Florida counties in order to increase the involvement of Latino parents in public schools. The third annual Parent Involvement Research to Practice Symposium was sponsored by Florida PERC, Parental Information and Resource Center at the University of South Florida. Their director, Mary Fernandez, says it focuses on enhancing parental involvement in education.
Florida has a very large influx of Latino families in the public schools, and often educators are having difficulty appropriately handling what that means. People coming from different backgrounds with different expectations, all different socioeconomic levels, and so our goal is to help translate research into practice. What is it that we know? What does research tell us? What do both qualitative and quantitative investigations tell us that can inform practice?
And the teachers are the most important person in our culture.
The symposium included small discussion breakout groups, which then reported back to everyone. Fernandez says it's important to involve all of the participants in order to disseminate best practices.
From the beginning, we asked them to be thinking about how they are going to take what they're learning today and implement it, and how they're going to teach it to someone else. So it's a kind of a see, do, teach model. Okay, you've experienced it today. What are you going to do with it in your setting in whatever unique way? And then how are you going to share it? How are you going to teach it?
Edward Olivos facilitated the symposium featuring over 200 participants. He is assistant professor of teacher education at the University of Oregon. Olivos points out that there's often a seamless relationship between the events in the community and what goes on in the schools, using the example of the Latino student walkouts for immigration reform in Los Angeles on May Day in 2007.
And there was a lot of tension between the African-American children and the Latino students. There was a lot of tension in that community. And when they came into the schools, it was kind of seeping into the schools where there were like fights between the African-American students and the Latino students. But the schools never really took time to talk about it and say, you know what, this is what's happening, let's figure out. They tried to push it under the table and ignore it when there is a very strong connection of what's happening in the outer world of these students and the families and what's happening in the schools. And we have to find some way to approach that.
Olivos wants to dispel the myth that Latino parents don't want to be involved in their children's schools, and he put forward some alternative explanations for lower involvement.
These are what we call the real life type limits to coming to the public schools. Time, transportation, and what we call the language barrier, right?
Part of the problem could be how parent involvement in education is defined, according to Olivos, who thinks the concept could be expanded to include more kinds of involvement.
Most of these are centered on individuals. As in a parent helping their child, and that's it. It doesn't stray far from that, right? Because if you have a parent involved, it helps their child. But how does it affect the whole school? How does it affect the climate? How does it affect what's happening at that school? And that's the research I do, and a lot of the colleagues I work with. We say, okay, we understand that if, you know, my mom is on me and getting on me to do this, I'm going to do better. But how does that help those other kids? How does it help my community and my school? That has a lot of low-income families.
In the 1990s, Latinos became the largest non-white ethnic group in Florida and now make up more than 24% of students, according to 2007 data from schooldatadirect.org. Otis Anthony is Senior Director of Diversity for the Polk County School District and is the host of the Sunday Forum on WMNF.
I work in a school district, for example, that just a few years ago maybe had 8,000 Hispanic students. Now, out of a district of totally 93,000 students, we have 21,000 Hispanic students. That's been an incredibly dramatic shift in a short time. So we need to prepare our teachers, our educators, and our administrators to deal with all of the issues that come with that: culture, language, parent involvement, etc.
Leslie Lopez works for Hillsborough County Schools in their Leadership Acculturation Center and Office of Programs for English Language Learners. She says that several factors contribute to the academic success of students and with their families making a connection with the school district.
What we're trying to do is really reach out to the communities, create that type of conversation and communication that needs to be there to give a support system to parents and students so that future planning, not just survival, begins to take place.
You can learn more about Florida PERC by visiting their website, floridapartnership.usf.edu. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.